The corporate regulator ASIC has raised concerns that some consumers are being harmed by increasingly popular buy now, pay later products. ASIC says one in five borrowers in the schemes are missing payments, and some are even cutting back on meals or taking on new loans to service their debt. For the latest, I was joined a short time ago by our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, good afternoon. This report has been highly anticipated by the buy now, pay later sector. And it's not good news, especially in the lead up to Christmas. Tell us some more about it.
Well, that's right, Sally. The amount of credit extended by the sector has almost doubled in the past 12 months, up to $32 million. But the amount of fees for missed credit payments has also surged, up 38%, totaling $43 million for the six big players reviewed, including the likes of Afterpay and Zip. Now, this report from ASIC says one in five users are missing their payments and financially struggling. 20% are cutting back on essentials like meals, 15% taking out additional loans to cover the debt, even resorting to payday lenders. Now, ASIC says policy and regulation is a matter for government. They make no recommendations for a crackdown, but this is a hot issue given that buy now, pay later firms aren't currently regulated under the Credit Act. Fiona Guthrie, Chief Executive of Financial Counselling Australia, told me ASIC's findings match the real distress that she sees from consumers overwhelmed by their debt, and that tougher regulation is now needed.
This is causing real harm to people, and we are seeing this every day in financial counselling.
And taking out payday loans, that's perhaps the most dangerous debt you could have.
Well, what this is doing is trapping people in a cycle of debt. It has detrimental impacts on people's relationships, on their health. The government needs to act now. Instead, what we are seeing is the government winding back responsible lending obligations, even for our existing lenders. This is just unbelievable.
That's Fiona Guthrie, Chief Executive of Financial Counselling Australia. So Peter, how has the buy now, pay later sector responded to these warnings from ASIC?
Well, Sally, the Financial Industry Association, which covers the sector, says it's working with ASIC on a code of practice to lift industry standards. That code is due to be released in March. Chief Executive Diane Tate said in a statement that the industry is focused on protecting vulnerable consumers while broadening consumer choice. In a separate statement, Zip says late fees are a tiny part of its model, covering less than 1% of its revenue, and that it doesn't rely on customers falling behind due to its economics.
That's Peter Ryan, our senior business correspondent.